Everyone does not have the same tastes. Everyone does not have the same tastes. Much as we would like to say everyone has the same tastes, they don't. Because to have the same tastes means that we would not be our unique, special, wonderful, fantastic selves that are doing all the wonderful things that we do in our life. Now, truly, we are divine. Truly, we live in our divine reality, and as a divine being, we are all. We are every taste that could ever be, but everyone does not have the same taste, the same enjoyment. Some of us savor a taste now and then that others do not. And as we do this, we come to all sorts of interesting experiences. Now, what sort of an interesting experience do you come to when you have your taste? Well, the monks in the monastery were thinking that they were going to go into some rather strange and beautiful tastes. They're going to go into taking kale and taking a few other things that were not familiar with our diet and bring it forth as our table blessing. And we all ate it. And as we ate it, we found that it did not have the flavor that we were accustomed to in spinach and in broccoli and in all the other types of veggies that we love. And so as we ate this kale, it was sort of uninviting. It was sort of undesirable. And yet, it was a good food. And it is a good food. But everyone doesn't have the same taste. Why don't we have the same taste? A taste is acquired. We live in an environment, we live in a countryside, we live in a world where we have certain things that are available to us. When we live in some countries, rice is predominant. Other countries, corn is predominant. Other countries, all sorts of different things are predominant in our world. And as these things are predominant in our world, we become accustomed to them. And our taste is glorified by them. Now, that doesn't mean these things are better than the country that has corn, or the country that has rice, or the country that has kale. It only means that it's a different taste. Just like we acquire a taste for cigarettes, or acquire a taste for liquor, for alcohol. These things are not necessarily beneficial to us, but we acquire a taste for it, and as we do, then we create it in great abundance. Do you want to create in great abundance things you don't have a taste for? Well, I would say no. I would say that the divine in you directs you to have certain wonderful tastes, certain wonderful expectations from the foods of life. We do not need the foods of life. As divine beings, we are fed by the infinite manna of heaven. We are fed by the presence of all that is good and very good, and we are fed that all the time. Very true, we are fed that all the time. Now, as we are fed that all the time, we come to the conclusion that some things are better than others. We think that ice cream and cookies and cake and candy is so wonderful because it has a sweet taste. Now, if we were to take ice cream, cake, cookies, and candy and put in it a sour taste, we'd have to have an acquired taste to say that that's good. We would not have to say it's our sweet tooth, it's our sour tooth. We can gain a sour tooth as much as we can gain a sweet tooth. It is just something that we have practiced in building up within ourselves, a desire for those things. How can we build up a desire for having tastes that are beneficial to us? How can we build a desire that has taste in within us that say, this is helping me to grow strong and healthy. This is filling my life with all that is beautiful and good. This is making me feel like a giant, making me feel wonderful. How can we build those sort of desires, those sort of tastes, those sort of things that we want to have? Well, we don't build it by saying we don't want certain things, or we do want certain things. We build it by saying, this is healthy for my body and filled with love. This is healthy for my body and filled with love. That's the way we build tastes that are wonderful. Now, everything we eat is healthy for our body and filled with love. And if it is not healthy for our body and filled with love, we do not want to eat it. Now, mothers chide children and want to train them to eat the foods that are available to them. And sometimes the little children have different taste buds. They have different attitudes. And so the mothers help them to gain an acquired attitude for the taste buds and the things that are good for them. They help them to acquire an attitude of things that are going to be helpful to their body and filled with love. Can we say of everything that we eat, it is good for my body and filled with love? Can we say of everything that we choose to eat that it's healthful for my body and filled with love? Can we say that? If we can, then we are really knowing exactly what we're doing, and we're really doing it quite beautifully and quite wonderfully. But the choice has to be ours at all times. The choice has to be ours whether we recognize it or not. Because we build habit patterns within ourselves of things that are beneficial to us. Now, children in foreign countries where they have diets foreign to us for here, we think those are not really the diet we'd love. But yet to them, it is wonderful. My mother used to make bread pudding out of the stale bread that was left over for a few days because it was depression time and there was not a lot of money, there was not a lot of food, there was not a lot of things available. And she made everything taste absolutely glorious. She did not make us feel that the bread pudding was something of leftover bread. The bread pudding was something that was not desirable or not good. She made us feel it is the most delicious food because it was our dessert. And just calling it dessert put it on a different level of awareness than any other level could take it. We create our world. We create our life. And we create our tastes. And when people tell us that this is good for us and healthy for our body, if we don't believe it, it may not be healthy for us. We may barf it. We may get rid of it. We may not be able to tolerate it. But any time we train ourselves to say, this is good for my body and filled with love, then we can be sure it is good for our body and filled with love. And as we are sure it is good for our body and filled with love, we know exactly what we're doing. You have chosen to dial Healing Words today. And you have chosen the message of the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. And you have chosen it because you have a desire in your heart that you want to live in some way where you recognize everyone does not have the same tastes and everyone does not have the same desires, but there is a good desire and there is a good taste and there is a good way. And you want to find out what it is for yourself. And so, if you would like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to your desire, to your taste, to your choices in life, you may dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them that you are ready to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desires, for the fulfillment of your taste in life. And the practitioner will say to you, it is done. And I say to you, thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know with all my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a glorious, fulfilled day where every taste is a delight for you today.